Hey, how you doing, folks? It's Mike, new old dude, coming at you live from Virginia Beach. Yeah, I'm new to this podcast thing, but and I've listened to all the podcasts and trying to figure out, oh, should I use this format or should I use that format? And should I speak this way? Should I speak that way? Should I never curse? Should I never do this? Should I never do that? You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to be me. And hey, it is what it is. Today's podcast is a rant. And today's rant revolves around a documentary I watched today. Very interesting documentary. I encourage all of you to check it out. It's about a young man named Aaron Swartz. The life of Aaron Swartz. They did call him the internet's own boy. He was a young man. He was involved in the establishing Reddit, actually one of the co-founders of Reddit. And tech-savvy dude, was very involved in internet policy, very involved in, he's a political activist. But the story, what moved me about it was, you know, he was a part of the Reddit, like I said, one of the co-founders of Reddit, right? And they sold that business after they got up and going real good. I'm not sure who owns it now, but, you know, they made a little money off of it. And instead of getting back into the next startup thing, he was kind of tired of that. He was more interested in the political activism and what good the internet could do. And some of the things that he saw that were coming down the pipe that could affect everybody and how they use the internet, how knowledge is shared, what's available to who, who's making money off of the internet, and all those associated things. He was very involved in that, and he had a real calling for that. That's what he thought was important, making sure that everybody's had the right to information and making sure that the internet didn't become something that the federal government controlled and ruined. And I think, you know, here lately we've been hearing a lot about, you know, what should be allowed on social media platforms, how the internet's utilized, mainly revolving around politics. No surprise this last year or so. But, and that's what I went out to and sought this documentary out again, because I'd seen it before, and to tell you the truth, it kind of bummed me out, because it's got a sad ending. And if you don't know about Aaron Swartz, he committed suicide. And the reason he committed suicide, I mean, nobody can know the absolute reasons, but he was involved in it was hacking, but not the type of hacking that we would think about. Normally, he wasn't out stealing information, trying to make money off of it, or breaking into people's accounts and getting their social security cards numbers or getting their credit card numbers or any of that kind of shit. What he had done is he'd went and downloaded a bunch of archive files from MIT, and these were academic papers, these were historical documents, things like that. And it was really unclear what he was planning to do with them. They believe he was going to use them to do research to see how these documents had been archived, and they were being sold by educational institutions. You had to pay for access to get these. And he felt that that shouldn't be. And some people speculate whether or not he went to get the information to do research and connect it to the people that were making money off of it and things like that. But what had happened was when he took these documents, technically he had violated a federal law. Especially right after the Patriot Act was enacted, there were some things in that that they used to really come after him. And the federal government was on him. And he faced possibly 35 years in prison. Now, that was like, what? I mean, he just archived a bunch of information. He didn't sell it. He didn't transmit it. He didn't do anything with it. He just collected it. And you can watch the documentary, you get the whole story, but basically the federal government was coming at him with everything that they had. And he didn't want, they offered him a plea deal, but he didn't want to plead because he wanted to be involved in politics. And he knew if he had a felony conviction on his record, he wouldn't be able to do that later. So he was kind of torn, you know. And he, and keep in mind, this young man is either 24, I believe, 24, 26. I'd have to look it up again. But he was a young man. And he had plans to be involved in activism and political activism that involved how technology is managed, who can get what, how the government tries to control certain things and how to prevent that. And so he wanted to do that later on in his life, and he knew if he had a felony conviction that that would prohibit him from probably being involved in that, because he wanted to be involved in the legislative side of it. So, but anyway, what I really got from the documentary was this kid really believed what he was doing. And that's what he did. He was a prodigy, you know. He was a young guy. He'd made some money, and he could do a lot of great things, you know, on the technical side. He probably started another startup, made a ton of money, but he didn't want to do that. He wanted to get involved in the other side of it. He wanted to get involved in ensuring that people had access, free access to the internet, that they had access to information that they should have access to, that they weren't prohibited from using the internet for things you should be able to use it for. That's what he moved him. That's what he wanted to really do. So that's what he did. And it encouraged me because, you know, I remember a time when I felt like that, you know, like in the early 80s when I joined the military, I was all in, man. I was in it to win it. And you had to be back then because you didn't join the military for money back then. I mean, we made like $500 a month or something. That was like hazardous duty pay. So you really had to believe in what you were doing. And what the story of Aaron Swartz reminded me of was that that's what we all still need to have. We all still need to have that thing that moves us, that we just have to take action on it, that is so important that we feel like no one else can do it. And it reminded me of what that felt like when I thought about it. And, you know, it's hard for us. We live lives where we got kids, we got families, we got bills, we got things we got to do to make life happen. And as the years pass, you're rolled up into that for the majority of the time. And now that I'm at this stage in my life, I understand that, you know what, it's not ever too late to remind yourself of something you think is important or to find something you think is important and do that. Now, small business owners and people who start up businesses interest me. But, you know, the ones who don't interest me are the ones that are in it just to make some money. Because that's good. There's nothing wrong with making money. There is nothing wrong with making money, but it's got to go deeper than that, I think. I think the people who do things because they know that they know that they know that they're important, those are the people that interest me. And those people that start their own businesses or they're behind causes that they really believe in, and whether I agree with them or not, there's something there that they really believe they have to do. And that intrigues me. You know, with all the noise that's going on now in the world, you know, we hear the same old thing on the TV, on the news, and, you know, the heads, the talking heads screaming at each other, people throwing everybody in their box, and they're throwing rocks out of their box into somebody else's box. And it's nice to know that there are really people out there that really believe in things and that feel like they have to do what they do. And they would do it for free. Those are the kind of people that I'm interested in. That's the kind of thing that I used to hear that all the time, you know. People used to say that, man, I love this stuff so much I'd do it for free. And always it kind of made me laugh, but you think about it. Or something else that people used to say. You find a job that you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Well, I had that maybe for about 10 years, but it faded kind of quick, you know. And I think it's okay to want that again. I think it's okay to find something that you love, that moves you, that makes you want to go, that makes you want to do good things, and that makes you want to share life with other people and make other people's lives better. I think that's still attainable no matter where you are in your life. And hopefully I'll find enough people to talk to on this podcast that share that, you know, because I'm interested. Like I say, I'm not a young buck anymore, but I still think maybe there's something I want to do. Something I want to do that I would do for free, because that's what I'm doing right now. This is for free. I'm not making any money off this. Maybe I will. I don't know. Maybe I won't. I don't care. What I want to do is engage with people that are doing what they do because they really believe it's the thing they have to do. And they do what they do because they want to make other people's lives better. And they do what they do because it makes them feel fulfilled. That's what I'm interested in, man, because I need to get me some of that, right? Anyway, that's my rant for today. Aaron Swartz, The Life of Aaron Swartz, that documentary. It's a good documentary. It's sad, in a way, when you remember what happened to him and how he committed suicide. But I think we should be encouraged by people like Aaron Swartz that did what they did because they truly believed it and thought it was important. They thought it was important enough that they risk everything. Man, how'd you like to get some of that? Well, that's my rant for today. I hope you guys have a great week. I'll hit you up again with some rants in between. I'm lining up some podcasts right now. But in between those podcasts, I'll be doing these rants as the mood strikes me, if I think I got something interesting to say. And hopefully it'll engage you in such a way that you'll be interested too. And hopefully it's something that you need to hear. All right, everybody have a great week. Peace, love, take care of each other. I'll hit you up later. Bye now.